You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the Way FM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money. Want to know what's going on?
I only found one result for your query. Isn't that interesting?
Find out now on The Wally Show.
When it comes to attending a wedding, we typically know what we're going to expect. All the classic traditions like exchanging the rings and the bride and groom's first dance.
And every once in a while, a badly sung song from a friend of the family, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But according to a recent poll, there are some traditions that many of us believe should be done with and gone.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. I'd be interested in this because my daughter eventually will be getting married. And so
I hope. So this one I could definitely get behind and sport on tossing the bouquet. We don't want to do that. A lot of us, speaking as a single woman, right. I don't want to stand in front of a whole group of loved on people that have their person right. and stand in front of them and say, I am single. Let me catch the bouquet that means absolutely nothing.
And everyone pushes you out there too when it comes up time. Like, come on, Betty, go.
I have hid in a bathroom before. I've hid in the kitchen before. It is terrible.
Is it possible, though, you're looking at this the wrong way? It could be advertising. Instead of a negative thing, you're like, all right, I'm single.
Trust me.
Any other single men here?
Nope, there never are.
Okay.
Never.
And
the ones that are, you don't want it.
Got it.
The bride promising to, quote, obey her husband. A lot of people are saying, no, let's get rid of that.
Yeah, I'm just a traditionalist. I love tradition.
Oh, okay, you're just a traditionalist.
It's in the Bible.
What's funny is my wife laughed during our vows, and not at the obey part. It was the loyalty part.
Oh,
she just started cracking up for some reason. It sounded just like that, Gavin.
Oh,
and couldn't stop.
Wally, I think you could back this one up. The bride's family being expected to pay for everything.
Now I'm not part of tradition. I'm like, get down
yeah,
with that.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'm out. Like, yes, absolutely. This sounds like genius.
Because I think the groom is supposed to pay for the rehearsal dinner and all of that. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Groom gets off easy. And flowers. Yeah, groom does flowers.
Oh, okay. But then that's it. Like, you're getting married, too. This should be a 50-50 thing.
Yeah, I really do think that. Then maybe if both people have a say, then there won't be so many hard feelings. Or maybe it makes it worse. I don't know.
Drama.
Yeah, but some good things to think about. At least float those ideas. That'd be interesting. Too, like being the bride's father meeting the groom's father and being like, hey, what do you say we go Dutch on this thing, you know?
I'd agree.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that would go over, man. Well, there you go. Hopefully that'll help you navigate some of the wedding waters if you are dipping your toe into that. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And recently I had a conversation with Betty Rock, and she was telling me about going.
I think we could have this conversation without this music.
No.
Without this, no. she told me that she was going out with some friends on a pontoon boat, and they were going to go do some sunning and some funning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, that's really good. Sunning and funning. And, she went out there, and she got a glorious tan.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But I was definitely perturbed because I put on some sunscreen, like anybody should, and I still got burned. Mm. So
she's bewildered by this. Like, perplexed and bewildered.
Well, and I think you should be too, because I asked some of my friends out there and they don't understand either. I need someone to dumb down for me what sunscreen is.
Okay, well, let's do that, because I know we have scientists that listen to our show. We have people who are professional tanners that listen to our show, and so we can do that for you.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm five?
That's what we're going to do right now. We're going to dumb this down for Betty Rock.
So just tell me, you know, they sell everything from sunscreen from 5 to 100. Why are we given so many options, and what's the difference? And I want to know. I don't want to guess. Okay. I want to know.
Okay, so I'd like it if you have some sort of history in the suntan lotion game, like something that you, you know, you've done either extensive research or maybe you are that scientist. I would love that. Because, again, this is really important to Betty. She's talked about this a lot.
Well, because
I need this.
Well, because also, too, why are we selling 100 SPF? That means you won't get burned at all. Well, then that should be the only option if burning is bad for you. Then why sell 30? Why sell 5?
Question. Did you apply it or drink it?
Now, see, they don't put that in the instructions.
Exactly. That's what I thought. Okay, we might have just solved our own problem here. But in the meantime, I'd love to hear from you. Okay, so dumb it down for Betty. How does the sunscreen work? What's the SPF mean? And, like, why is there so many of them? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. And we'll take your helpful hints right now.
So, Ginger, what's your take on this? Why do we have so many options when it comes to sunscreen?
Okay, so I'm a redhead, and I have 2 daughters that are redheads.
Wait a minute. Your name is actually Ginger, and you're a redhead?
Oh, that's cute.
Yes.
Your parents have a great sense of humor.
Well, I'm also in my 40s, so that was not popular as it is today.
Okay.
When my daughters were younger, I always made sure my daughters were sunscreened, but it never failed. My daughter's face would burn, and people would look at me like, do you not take care of your children? And I felt horrible. Come to find out, she was sensitive and had a sensitive reaction to the sunscreen. So even though I applied it on her face, the sunscreen actually burned her face.
Oh, that's weird. Okay.
Copper Tone burned her. Banana Boat burned her. Once I started using Neutrogena, that was the only one that would never burn her, and she never got a sunburn again. Like, we're naturally white. I mean, absolutely albino white.
Betty Rock should have been a ginger with her complexion. And she could rival you in her natural state.
You're saying the paler you are, the higher number you need to use.
So, general rule of thumb, if your skin is so white you reflect sun into other people's eyes, go with a higher number.
Yes, eventually. We do that. You have to wear sunglasses around us.
And now for some good news.
Yeah! Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and the news can be a little heavy sometimes, so we try to combat that with some good news giddy up here. 3 rapid fire good news stories coming at you, designed to make you feel better. And what do you got, Betty Rock?
So there's an animal shelter that they had recently adopted a Labrador retriever named Birdie. And now Birdie is paying it forward. She knows what it's like to be orphaned. Okay. And there were 7 kittens that were found orphaned. So she is helping, along with her owner, raise these kittens until they can be adopted into a forever home.
That does melt my heart. And and when you said forever home, I even thought you said forever home, like F-U-R.
I should have.
Yeah, no, but I think it came out that way. And I believe it. I felt every minute of that. Gavin, good news, giddy up, go.
England beat Germany in a big Euro soccer match last week, and a young German fan was mocked online after she was shown crying on TV after her team lost, which I get that. So a guy in the UK, he actually decided to raise money to show her that Brits aren't jerks in general.
Oh, that's funny.
He just wanted to raise a few $100, which I think is the right amount of money for that situation. And people ended up donating over $50,000.
No.
Whoa. So last we heard, he's still trying to track her down. And if he's not able to find that family to give the money to, he's just going to give it to charity.
Oh.
Wow. I would.
Himself. But this is good news, giddy up. So it will actually go to charity, not real news, giddy up. And then finally, there's a 17-year-old in Alabama who recently joined the Air Force Academy, and he had to cut his huge afro off. This dude had awesome hair. It was massive. He'd been growing it for like 6 years, but he donated it to a charity that makes wigs for kids with cancer.
Oh, cool.
Which I thought was really cool. Like that would be good news, giddy up. Story stops there. Clap it out. Guy's awesome. But that's not all. He also turned his haircut into a huge charity event where people could come watch, and he ended up raising $38,000 for St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
God,
like, how
huge.
Cool is that, man? All off of his due. Like, that's amazing.
That is awesome. Yeah,
and that's
I love that.
How you do good news giddy up.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. I had to pick one that had Wi-Fi, so I wasn't roughing it too bad. But that is where I did some of my work that weekend. So I think the point here is that life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
I think that's what I liked about going back to school online, and I would imagine the same was true for you, Betty, is that wherever you are, you can do your homework.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time babysitting my cousins, and they were at a jump house, and I was just on the side, not jumping.
Yeah, asking them questions. Hey, real quick, kids, come here. I need a little help here. So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Using faith and facts to combat fear. Here's today's big story on The Wally Show.
There is sad news in Florida at the site of the Surfside building collapse. The Surfside mayor said it's with profound sadness that this afternoon I am able to share that we made the extremely difficult decision to transition from an operation of search and recovery or a rescue to recovery. So They've kind of officially said that now we're just going to have to clean this up with respect for the lost.
Right. And how long has it been since
I think it's
fall?
14 days now. Something
okay.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard. They said the rescue workers aggressively were searching for any voids and livable spaces within the debris that where people could have been trapped. And they're just not coming across that because of how the building fell. And so now they are moving forward. The crews are exhausted as they exhausted every option available to them. And the families have been informed of the decision to switch gears now to help bring closure. Mm-hmm. The cool thing was there's a photo. There's a moment of silence held yesterday in honor of all the victims of the collapse. And there were religious leaders, including chaplains and rabbis, that led first responders and local officials in prayer next to the rubble. Mm-hmm. But there's a cool picture of this guy. Everyone's kind of heads bowed, eyes closed. And there's an Israeli search and rescue member, because they have other teams from around the world helping with this, actually. Mm-hmm. And he's saluting the people in the rubble, basically. And I just thought it was cool to see people of all different religions and races and cultures and lifestyles come together to try to help other people. And this picture, I think, serves as a reminder of something that maybe you want to share with your kids today, is that God is there in the rubble. Because it's real easy to think God's not present, you know, there. And why did this happen? We always ask these questions in tragedy. And here, God is there in the people who are risking their lives to find others. He's there in the kindness of strangers. He's there in the prayers for the families. You know, so it's easy to think that he's absent in tragedy, but he's so present in his people because we are the hands and feet of God. And so in a story with so much heartbreak and devastation, there still can be beauty. And I think that's the lesson that maybe we can take away and share with our kids as they kind of see this stuff today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and sometimes things sneak up on you, and you're not even sure why you're doing it, and that was the case for me, and it's kind of becoming something in my life that I'm now trying to be more cognizant of and do more of. I was sitting down after I had fixed an air compressor that I have, okay, so no big deal, like nothing spiritual about that. It's an air compressor. It was leaking, so I fixed it. But I had to troubleshoot it and figure it out and stuff. And as I was doing that, I just kind of sat back, and I was proud of myself for solving the problem and saving money and all these things. And I literally just kind of was like, you know what, God, thank you. Thank you for giving me a dad that had taught me to fix things, you know. And I was, it just turned from this moment of hands-on repairing something to just having this like spiritual moment with God and like being thankful for my dad and what I had from him, and that he taught me all these little things that I then carry forward in my life. And then it gets paid forward, in essence, when my daughter tells me, she's like, man, I hope I find someone someday that is like you and can fix things, you mm-hmm. know? And it's like my dad's legacy kind of running through.
Yeah, and so, I think that's a beautiful way to live out your life because you could have easily just sat there and thought about, oh, I got to spend money on an air compressor and, or, oh, I got to spend my day fixing it and stuff. But instead, you're focusing on the positive things and seeing the blessings that God has put in your life. I think that's so healthy.
I think finding the little things, maybe sometimes that's where it starts. Like it's being thankful for the little constantly, mm-hmm. and maybe that helps your faith grow and trust in things, in the big things.
Because the little things turn into the big
things. Absolutely they do.
And all these little things.
And so that's kind of what we want to talk about, like right now with you. 855-33-WAY-FM. What is that little thing that could seem crazy insignificant, but you're super thankful for it, you know? And maybe this conversation right now has caused you to think of something like, man, I'm really thankful for this dumb little thing because it does increase my faith in a way, you
and
know?
It changes your perspective. Yeah. It helps you to see that God is there in the little things
absolutely.
As well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'd love to hear yours now. 855-33-WAY-FM. We always post this stuff on Facebook as well. Betty's so great about that, too. Like, if you can't get to a phone, you can always comment there as well. Just search Wally Show. But 855-33-WAY-FM. So what's yours?
All right. You're probably going to laugh, call me a big softy, but mine's my dog, man. I read somewhere a dog is the only creature that loves you more than himself. And to me, that's just the love of God right there. So every morning when my dog comes running in to say hi, he's happy to see me. That's just a little reminder of God coming in and saying, hey, I love you, buddy.
It's like God patting us on the head and you wagging your tail. You know? Dennis, I got you down. That's a great one, man.
All right. Thanks, brother. Love what you do. Keep it up.
Thanks, you big softy. I won't tell anyone, Dennis. It's okay.
Yeah, that's our secret.
See you, man. All right, Hope, you're up. What is that little thing that you're thankful for?
So for me, it's my dad teaching me how to run his trains when I was a little girl. And now as he's gotten older, his health has declined, and he's in a nursing home. When I go see him and we go somewhere, it's always related to trains. We go to lunch on the train. We go to the train museum. It's just so meaningful for both of us.
See, that's cool, man. And that's one of those things that at the time as a kid, you might have liked it or not really seen the bigger purpose in it, and now it's that thing that connects you to him as he's coming down to the end of his time.
Absolutely. And it's just to see him light up when he's around trains, it's just priceless.
You should put a picture of a grandkid and a picture of a train in front of him and see which he gravitates towards.
I'll try that. I'm going to see him in a couple weeks. We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, just don't do it with your picture. That could hurt.
That's true. Good point.
What's yours?
Well, a few weeks ago, I had to fix like 300 feet of poultry fence, and it got damaged through negligence. So I was angry that I had to spend my day off doing this. And so each little knot I tied, I was angry. And then I got to thinking, I'm 64. My dad passed away when I was 7 or 8. And all of a sudden, I was remembering him teaching me how to tie square knots. Every time I tied a knot, I could hear him saying left over right, under right over left.
Oh, that's
pull it tight.
Cool. I love that. So something from when you were 7 years old stuck with you all the way into your 60s.
Yep.
And I just love the fact that it took something that was anger for you and turned it into a good memory of your dad. That's cool.
It was just a perfect day. I live in Texas. It wasn't 100, it wasn't snowing, it wasn't raining. It was overcast and there was a little breeze, and I live out on the farm and on a hill, and I'm sitting there going, really, this is perfect, other than you have to sit here and tie all these knots. But I felt closer because I could just hear him telling me that, and I thought how reassuring that was that he was there with me and changed my whole outlook on how I spent my day. It turned into a much better day.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show with a little thing we like to call Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Now, usually I am the person attempting to blow your mind because I contend that if you want to be the interesting person in the room, you need to know a little bit about a lot. Okay? And so that's my service to you. But today, your mind blown is coming to you from the steel trap known as Betty Rock's brain.
That's the first time it's been called that, but yeah. Thank you.
Keep stuff locked in there, and it's a little rusty, but it's still a steel trap. So okay. What is your mind blown
so
for us?
So this is something that a friend of mine told me, and my mind was blown, okay. So I'm hoping that no one else knows.
Well, you can blame your friend if it's not that good.
And I'm not going to lie, if it blew your mind, the bar might be a little low. So we'll be the judge of this.
Who got a higher IQ than you, Wally?
You did.
Me!
You did. That's weird.
Another mind blown.
Yeah, that blew my mind. I'll be honest with you. That shocked the snot out of me.
Okay, so here we go. You know when you're watching the weather and the lady is like, we've got a 70% chance of rain.
Right.
Okay, well, I always thought that we've got that 70% means there's a 30% chance we may not have rain at all.
Okay.
But that's not what the 70% means.
What does it mean?
It means, Gavin's already laughing. Do you know the answer?
No, I don't. I hope it's good.
Gavin, let me just save you some
rude.
Trouble.
I'm sorry.
I've worked with her for almost 15 years now. It's not going to be what you
it's
expect.
It's going to be fantastic. It's going to blow your mind.
All right, let's go.
I'm done. Okay,
The 70%. It means that 70% of the viewing population is going to see rain.
Wait, what?
It's blowing your mind,
isn't
it? It
is blowing my mind,
okay?
Rock.
So, you know, you see like, oh, a 23% chance, and you're like, well, then there's a slim to none. Nuh-uh. You could be 1% of the 23%. It means 23% of the population that are viewing that channel, that can view that channel, 23% of those people are going to see rain.
Who told you this? Was it a weather person?
No.
Okay, who? Just...
an acquaintance of a friend.
An acquaintance of a friend.
The internet.
Oh.
No, it's blowing your mind. You don't know if it's not true or not.
It's blowing my mind so much that
it could be true.
It's blowing my mind so much that I am going to Google that because I it's so mind blowing, okay, that I don't believe it. And if I Google it and you're right, my mind is going to be blown even more. So well done, Lady Rock. Don't anyone take that as gospel truth till I do some research, okay?
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I feel the need to address this issue. Betty Rock did a mind blown, and it's very important to me that these things are accurate, because I take mind blown very seriously, because I want you to be the smartest person in the room. Betty Rock threw out a mind blown fact.
That if you see a weather person, whatever you want to call them, meteorologist?
Yeah, that would be
whatever.
What they prefer.
Okay,
it's like
on.
Calling a flight attendant a stewardess. If you call a meteorologist a weather girl, they get offended.
Okay, so the meteorologist, they say 30% chance of rain. You're thinking, well, maybe that's... Wait.
Oh, she's already confused.
No,
maybe
okay,
it means 30% chance that it's going to rain
I'm gonna
on me
see
today.
Rain, but right. What it actually means is 30% of the people of the viewing population that can see that channel will see rain, guaranteed. 30%.
Okay. I doubted this. Gavin doubted this. Everyone listening doubted this at the time. And so I did a little Google research real quick because I've worked with Betty for a long time. And there's been times where this girl is sweet and misses a fact or two. Okay.
That's valid.
Yeah. And so I thought, I'm just going to do a little double check.
Mm-hmm.
And as it turns out, Betty Rock, you have been vindicated by the internet.
I knew it.
The internet says the same thing. I cannot believe that. My mind is blown.
See?
Yeah.
It's so true. So now when you watch the weather and they're like a 23% chance, you don't know if you're going to be 1% of that 23% or not, but someone's going to see rain.
Yeah, but it could not be you.
Yeah.
So there you go. There you go. I think this mind blown works on so many levels today. One, meteorologically, it works. And two, Betty-orologically, it works as well. So we're all having our minds blown. Woo. Nicely done. I have watched Shark Week on Discovery Channel for years. Hey, it's Wally, and right now there is a feeding frenzy that's not even taking place in the water. It's real estate. I've been looking for a house for quite some time now, and the real estate market is insane with extreme competition. Houses are going for way above asking price and with multiple offers, so if you're going to be a serious buyer, you have to be ready, and United Faith Mortgage can help. They are good at not only getting you approved, but also making your approval look as good as possible to help you win the home. United Faith Mortgage is a family of faith-based mortgage mortgage professionals who have a direct lender advantage, which can help you close faster and oftentimes can help you get a better rate and save you monthly and lifelong money. So maybe you don't feel like jumping into the feeding frenzy right now and buying a new home, but now could be a great time to refinance because home values are up and interest rates are down. So check out United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Are you ready?
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Here's what's going on.
All right, Gavin, give it to us. What do you got?
One of the last things that my dad did with me before I moved out of the house at 22 years old was show me the family finance Excel sheet.
Did he really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
A real breakdown of like what, you know, he and my mom earned and how they used it, and how they used it extremely well, in my opinion. And he implored me that stepping into my first job to do the same. And honestly, I can say that, you know, 2 years later, I finally have heeded that advice.
Okay.
I did not do a good job the first couple years, I would say.
It takes time when you're trying to build yourself up there. I love that he showed you this. I think it was also a thing to say, all right, here's the family finances. You're moving out on your own. Look, I got nothing for you. I have to, like, every dollar is accounted for, and I'm just barely making it. So you're on your own, son.
And a recent study shows that, like me, at the age of 22, people at that age are their most reckless with their finances.
Sure.
And a lot of people in this scenario are like fresh out of college. They're, you know, wanting to do all these big things now that they've graduated. And it takes like maybe, I think it's like 6 months to a year before student loans kick in. And once those do kick in, they kick hard.
Yeah, you've experienced that firsthand.
Yeah.
See, student loans are one of those things that sneak up on you because it gets deferred for 4 years, and you're like, oh, I'll worry about that when I get a job. But then when you come out and you don't get that job you wanted that was six figures, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is all due, it's very stressful. It's unfortunate. It's the cost of doing business. Like, you have to, if you're going to school, sometimes you got to take out loans, and so you've got to be smart about paying those off. Be diligent. Pay them off ASAP and cut down your interest and things like that. But I think when you're 22, the decisions you make at 22 can affect you all the way till you're 42. I have a friend of mine that is just now paying off his students' loans.
Oh, sure.
As his kids are going to college.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like crazy town. And so, yeah, the decisions you make now, if you're young, will either hinder you or help you, you know? And so the big lesson, I think, is we tend to be an instant gratification society, and we want everything now. We want that brand new car. We want this. We want this. We want this.
Yeah.
The more things you can wait and save for and pay bigger chunks on, you'll have less debt accumulated, and you'll have more ownership in it, and there's more pride in it when you have paid for that yourself versus buying it on credit.
Gavin, do you feel like me, that you're sitting down with your dad again? Yelling at you. He's like,
absolutely.
Don't spend your money on that.
He's only 2 years older than my daughter, and so like I feel like I need to have this conversation with her and him.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wallace Show. It's time for Boys versus Girls, a game where you can win a prize if your gender wins. So if the boys win, me and Gavin, then only guys can call. If Betty Rock somehow pulls the victory out, then... sorry, that sounded like I was...
doubting me?
Yeah, okay, sorry. If Betty Rock... Miracle Time wins. She would then help you as a lady to call to win.
Didn't I win last time?
I think you did, actually. Yeah, I do.
Oh,
I do.
Well, look
weird.
At that.
Yeah, miracles do happen. So, all right, so here we go. Betty Rock, you get to choose which guy you're taking on for each question to make sure it's fair. According to Wonderopolis, when was the first pizza made?
Oh,
who do you think you have a better chance at getting this answer right against, Gavin or myself? And what's your logic?
I'm going to go with Gavin, because he's younger.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you might have been around.
Yeah.
When the first...
That kid loves pizza.
He does, but so do you, Wally.
Not like that kid.
So I'm still going to go with Gavin.
All right. All right. So let's get your answers down.
What year was the first pizza made?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So everybody got your guess? Write it down. Let me know. Betty Rock, we'll start with you.
1831.
You know what? I don't hate that guess because who knows? I mean, there was crazy things happening in Italy a long time ago. Maybe it wasn't even Italy. I don't even know. Gavin, what did you say, Betty Rock? 18 what?
31.
1831, what'd Gavin say?
I wrote down 1832.
No, you did not.
Oh, my word.
You guys are the same person. Okay.
Here's hoping it's under.
Yeah. Oh, it is in the 1800s.
Come on.
Yeah.
It is 1889.
No!
Let's go.
One.
Oh, nice. Just enough.
That was amazing. That was the Price is Right bidding $1 over. Like, that worked. Okay, and you didn't even know it because you wrote it down in advance. All right, so that's boys, one. Girls, less than one. How tall is the Apollo rocket in inches? The Apollo rocket in inches. And you can't use your calculator. You just got to figure it out here.
I'm still going to go with Gavin.
Oh, come on. Oh,
okay.
Really?
Yeah. I'm still going to go with Gavin.
Rocket. All right. No, you can't Google or anything. So
so how many inches?
Inches. Yeah.
How tall is it?
It was 12 inches in a foot. You got to do some math here. But now, here we go.
Wait.
No, you can't. I saw your face crinkle. You can't do it. Gavin, what's your answer?
Oh, that feels short.
What is your answer?
I'm saying 1,200 inches.
1,200
so
inches.
I'm not going to do it. Right, I'm not going to give
inches.
Anything
don't,
away.
No, 1,200 inches. Betty Rock.
Okay, I said 3,600.
3,600.
There's a chance.
No, there's no way. 3,600 inches?
Yeah.
No.
That's 360. No.
No, it's not.
Oh, never
mind. 4,368 inches. Gavin for the win again!
No!
Wait.
No, yeah. That's me!
That's
no.
her. You What'd said 4,300 you... inches. Yeah. She said 3,600.
Oh.
I said 1,200.
Oh, Gavin!
Ah, you're safe! Ah. Yes!
I thought you were saying 360 inches.
No!
Okay. Oh, no. That's why you were doubting
that's
it
That's why
so
I doubted
much.
Her. I heard her wrong.
Yeah!
Okay, well, that's 1-1. Nicely done. All right, final question. You have to go for me with me. What is the diameter of the Earth in miles?
Oh,
so
geez.
A lot of math going on here. So the diameter of the Earth in miles.
Okay, wow. I'm just going to go with basics.
Do you know what a diameter is?
Shut it down. Just shut it down.
All right, what'd you say, Rock?
1,000.
It's 1,000 miles just to fly. It's 5,000 miles.
Just
to fly
say
across
it.
The US.
I don't know.
Okay, I said 8,000. But if I'm over, you would win
right,
with that
right?
ludicrous
okay.
guess.
Look.
Oh
it's
my goodness.
Be more than that.
No, no.
Yes!
No way.
Yes!
No.
Yes!
It is 7,917 miles.
Yo,
I was over by less than 100 miles.
I'm gonna put that in the win column again.
My gosh, that is so not right.
Yes,
like I was off by less than 100
yes!
miles, and you made a ludicrous guess.
A win
guess.
Is a win.
She got so lucky.
Sticks to be you.
All right, Woo! Only ladies can call 855-33-WAY-FM. This one hurts. 855-33-WAY-FM.
Anything you can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Uplifting Way FM. I can't even say it. I'm not uplifted at all. I'm sad right now. I'm lying to you if I would just to say I was uplifted. Boys versus girls. We, as the boys, lost, which means only
lost
ladies can call.
Hard.
Yeah, lost on a really bad question. I was only 60
you
some
lost,
odd
you
miles
lost,
off.
You lost.
Betty was thousands
Loser.
Of miles
You're
off.
A lee-hoo. And
but because
hair.
I went over, she won.
Aww,
so that's why we're talking to you, Jill. How are you today?
I am great. How are you?
Very good. So, Jill, you get a question now based on our questions. And if you get it right, you win a prize because you're a lady, because Betty Rock won. So here we go. We're talking about the Earth and its diameter. That is the question that Betty Rock won on. All you need to do is tell me one layer of the Earth. Like, what the Earth is made of multiple layers. Just give me any layer of the Earth.
The magma?
You...
That's a pretty tough question.
Are not right, but you're close.
Okay, dirt.
Yeah, dirt has to be it.
More basic, but not right.
What?
Remember science class, like back in the day?
You wouldn't know this if you didn't Google it right there in front of your face, Lolly. Don't even act like you're smart, because you're not.
I know that the Earth has four major components. The mantle, the core, the inner core. Like, yeah, and the crust. I would totally.
Yeah, duh.
Everybody knows that. All right, we'll give you another question. That wasn't fair. And I hate to dumb it down for women.
Stop it.
Stop.
Stop.
No.
Stop. Just stop.
No.
Now.
All right. So we mentioned pizza in one of our questions. So hopefully you were listening.
I like pizza.
You do like pizza. Okay. What is the most popular pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni is absolutely right. Yeah, see, I gave you an easy one.
I threw that one in there for you.
I appreciate that.
Not a problem, Jill.
Should have thrown in an easier question for you because you lost.
That was not a loss. No, that was a luck, not a loss. Well, congratulations, Jill. It's hard to hear your excitement over Betty's celebration, but you are a big winner today. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And sometimes when we do things on the show, there's a lasting effect. I still have mine from Truth or Dare yesterday, from my dare. This was the question that Betty Rock asked me to determine whether I was going to go Truth or Dare.
What was the last lie you told your wife?
Where's the dare pile? this is a non...
You're not even going to consider it?
Didn't even think about it for a split second. And then my wife asked me, she goes... She heard this. She watched the video. She's so what would your answer have been? I'm like, game's over. Game's over. Not playing anymore. I'm done. You can watch it online with like the rest of everybody. And she goes, what would you have said? And then this is where I turned it on you, Betty.
What?
I'm like, okay, if I had had to tell Truth or Dare, what was the last lie that I told you, I would have said Betty Smart. So I'm like, I totally threw you under the bus, but I got out of it.
I understand.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. And then Gavin got this little question. What is a characteristic that an old girlfriend of yours has that you wish your wife Haley had?
What's the dare? I choose the dare.
Yeah, see, once again, Gavin and me both taking the dare. Betty Rock also took the dare. So I don't want to say what they are because I want you to go see the videos, but just know that mine is still imprinted on me today. I could not get it off of me. And so if you want to see the video, it's real simple. We can text it to you. Just go 91979 and put the word dare in there. Just text the word dare 91979 and we'll send you that video.
And you can also get future text like this if you join the Wally Show text group. If you just text Wally, the word Wally, W-A-L-L-Y to 91979, then you won't miss out on anything.
There you go. Uplifting Way FM, this is the Wally Show. And kids tend to not always heed the advice of their parents. I think it's a rite of passage. And eventually you realize, oh, my parents probably were smarter than I gave them credit for when I was younger.
But you're not going to say that to their face.
No. I think I'm kind of in that place with my daughter a little bit as she's coming out of college and trying to go into the workforce. And her industry has been challenged because of COVID. And so it's hard to get a job and stuff. And so I keep, you know, throwing out ideas and, you know, this and this and this. And did you follow up and stuff? And today, kids see getting a job and the process very differently than I was taught how to get a job. I thought it was a full-time job to get a job.
Right. It was more of a go-getter mentality back in your day.
Absolutely.
Back in my day.
It's true, man. It's true. Like, so when I was talking to my daughter, she had applied for this thing. And I'm like, okay, well, did you follow up, you know? Well, you know, no, I don't want to be too pushy and I want to wait. And I'm like, well, how long are you going to wait? Well, maybe next week I might send a text or an email. I'm like, no, like people that are hiring you are older. Okay. So here's the advice. You might not like to interact like that, but the people that are making the hiring decisions are older and they want to see that you are going after something and
that
you're hungry.
Passionate about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're keeping your name in front of their face because they've got 1,000 other things they're doing that day. Mm-hmm. But because you popped up, it might be the thing that gives you the edge and stuff. And so, like, kids today, I do sound old, but like, millennials say that they are less likely to walk into a business, to just go meet someone and say, hey, are you hiring? They'll wait.
Yeah, because I feel like we've kind of gotten more introverted.
Yeah.
Not as extroverted. It's more about all online instead of face-to-face.
My daughter, her industry, like, she wants to do musical theater. COVID started doing all auditions online. So now she doesn't even have to go and be like judged face to face, which is a hard process. It's brutal. So she likes this more, but then how do you stand out? You know,
how do you
separate yourself from the herd and stuff? Mm-hmm. And so I think the thing for me that I took away from this study showing that like kids look at things differently and they process differently and they're interacting differently is I'm trying to give her that space and give her a hybrid of how I was raised and how she processes life. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to just force her to bend to what I think is right.
No, and you can't take control of the situation because she needs to learn herself.
Exactly. And so...
But you did pay for that college degree.
I should have some say in this. At some point in time, I should be allowed to have some say to kick her off my couch and get her into the workplace. No, but I think what the takeaway for me was, in all seriousness, was to try to better understand how she sees the world and why she's not doing the follow-up, because she's in a different generation. And that's helped us actually navigate this time in a way more healthy manner.
So you both are growing and learning.
Yeah. And she I think in doing so, it's made her be more active and proactive like I would like, but not too much for her. So we found like kind of a good balance. And maybe if you've got a kid that's in that place, this kind of perspective could help you out today and also help get them out of your house. Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over $1 a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Well, I suppose America can't get enough of reality dating shows.
Yeah, they just started the new one with Zooey Deschanel and Michael Bolton.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah. It doesn't look good.
There's always copycats after that.
Yeah, very true. But that's why Peacock announced that their new take on Finding Love is called Pride and Prejudice, an Experiment in Romance.
That gasp, for the record, was not the lady on the show, and it was not me, it was Gavin. Really? Pride and Prejudice? You don't say. Tell me more.
Okay, so speaking as a big Jane Austen fan, I'm excited, just as Gavin is.
That sentence I never thought was going to be said.
We have the audiobook on Audible, Haley.
Really?
And I. Haley downloaded it. We've listened to it a few times.
Okay. All right.
I think that's sweet.
I think
that's
good. Thank you.
It makes you a good husband.
It's adorable.
Well, the show is based off many Jane Austen Regency novels. The dating series will have eligible suitors vying for the heart of one heroine.
Okay.
So the contestants will experience carriage rides, archery classes, and communication will only be through balls and handwritten letters.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like The Bachelor in the sense that it will have like the cocktail party that they do, like ball. It's not like The Bachelor in that it won't have hot tubs. It'll have letters instead.
Yes.
So that's good. Okay.
Yes. And I like I said, I love Jane Austen. So I'm eager to see.
You have high hopes for this.
Yeah. But I mean, my hopes are going to be dashed against the rocks for sure.
Oh, yeah. Because it'll still be a bunch of just ridiculous people. Yeah. Like, in these dating type scenarios.
I know, but I just want a recreation of Jane Austen.
I know.
I love it
I know.
So much.
You love, that's the way to your heart. That's the guy that wins your heart is going to be the first guy to show up in a carriage and use like the King's English probably. I think that'll be the guy. Your dad's going to be sorely disappointed in him. Danny Ray's not going to like that. But you're going to get swept off your feet. Oh, absolutely. Too bougie for Danny. Ray is somebody that goes to Huddle House and not Waffle House. So there's not a good chance for this.
But so true.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see you watch it and then give us a report on it to see if it's any good or not. Because I don't think I can watch it. So you and Gavin can girl talk about this.
Yay, Gavin!
All right, that's going to do it for your least of these. Thank you, Lady Rock. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and once again, it seems like the real estate industry has lost its mind. It's gone crazy. Even in the midst and following the pandemic and stuff, real estate values are just soaring, and people are overpaying for houses. It's crazy.
Even for houses they haven't even seen themselves.
Yeah.
They've just seen pictures online, and they just...
I'll take it.
Yeah, more than asking price.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, you're in there, like, slugging away trying to win a house, and somebody has an all-cash offer. Everyone's blaming the Californians for moving to different parts of the country because they've had high prices for houses for a long time. So when they sell them, they've got a wicked amount of cash. And so they're winning all of these bids, basically, and they're doing things, or just anybody who's bidding is now not doing home inspections, over asking price, all of these different things to try to win the house that they want. And it's just, it's insane how it's going. And then I heard of this thing called a whisper listing.
Ooh.
And so,
a whisper listing.
And what that is it's realtors, brokers that have like a small list of clientele that they will show a house to before they put it on the MLS.
Ooh. Well, that's a little sus.
You say that, but then it also helps people that like they know and have been losing out on houses because other people paying cash and stuff. So they can show it to them prior to, and then do it without ever putting it on the market, because some people like that. They don't want their house on the market, so they do this. The real estate industry frowns on it because they want it to be fair for everybody. Mm-hmm. But then other people that like don't have this wicked amount of cash that are getting outbid for stuff, it's not fair for them either. So it's a real tricky thing to navigate. And so I didn't even know about this, but it did make me think about The Secret. You know, like every industry has its secrets that you don't know unless you're on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to buy a house now, and I've been looking, haven't been able to find anything, got outbid on things, and I did not know about whisper listings.
Mm.
And so I actually talked to my realtor about it. I'm like, what's going to do with that? and why have you not called me with one? But the thing about it is, I'm curious what your job is and what's the secret that nobody knows. Like, you don't have to be real estate. But
it could be, you're a janitor.
Yeah.
You're a teacher.
What's the secret? Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
You're going to break ranks.
Only people in your line of work would know that certain thing.
And so you don't even have to use your real name. We'll keep you anonymous if you choose to be. But I just want to know the secret to your job or something that happens inside of it. 855 33 Way FM is the number. I'm talking very low, like it's clandestine.
It's a secret.
So 855-33 Way FM. What is the secrets to your job that nobody knows? We'll take yours now. 855-33 Way FM. So what's yours?
I work as a nanny and at preschools taking care of infants. And the secret in that one is you never ever tell the family when you've seen a baby walk, crawl, whatever, for the first time.
Oh, that is so kind of you. Because moms, I think there's a little bit of mom guilt. Like if they've got to put their kids in daycare and go to work, and they want to experience that first step or that first word. And so for you to get it as the person that's taking care of them, I bet there's some sadness for them. That is really kind of you.
It's a good one.
Renee, how did you learn this? Did you learn it the hard way?
I was told by other people in my profession.
She posted a TikTok video of a kid taking their first step and did it like, no. Poof, be gone, you know, and turned it into a dance video.
Can't post any pictures on social media when you take care of kiddos.
Another good thing to learn there. We're learning all kind of stuff about the nanny industry today. And this is where you tell us the secret of something at your job or in your industry that those of us on the outside would not know.
The last job I had was an electrician apprentice. And I found out that if you're incredibly rude to the electrician, the prices they show you are more likely to be marked up, because most of the time they have a baseline, but they can adjust it if you have contractors constantly coming out and you are getting prices that are way higher than everyone else. You might want to see if it's you, because most likely you're probably being rude to the contractors. and they're jacking up the price, and they can do that, but no one really knows that.
Good to know, because I got two bids that were really high, and I offered them sodas. I don't know what else I'm going to have to do. Like, I thought I was being a gracious host, but maybe I'm going to have to, sweeten the pot, name another kid after them. I don't know. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And it might sound weird saying Uplifting Way FM and then telling stories of heartbreak from the prayer wall. But you know what? There is something that's uplifting about that in a way, too. That if there was nothing that could be done, then it would be really sad and tragic. But the cool thing is that when you pray for people who have posted something on our prayer wall at wayfm.com, you are lifting them up. You know, you're lifting them up before God. And then they get notified when you've prayed for them because you check a box, no personal information is shared. And they'll get a text or an email that says, somebody prayed for you, somebody prayed for you. And those things always come at the right time for people. That's how God works. He uses us to do amazing things. And there's so much joy that can be had in the midst of sorrow. I mean, like, listen to a couple of these, man. There seems to be a theme that is happening. Like Sherry is like, I'm asking for prayers again for my Annie, homeless meth addicted daughter. You know, she called in the middle of the night, left a message. I could barely understand her. Please pray that God would protect her. This was one sad heart, didn't use their real name, but my daughter left in the middle of the night a few days ago. I don't know where she's at or who she's with. I know she went to Miami and I'm worried. You know, like, these are heartbreaking stories that are sad. These are moms that just want their children to be okay, and that's not their story yet.
And maybe they feel embarrassed for the fact that maybe they feel like they're not a good mom,
right,
and they can't share this with people that they're close to. But that's what's so great about the prayer wall, is in these situations, they can share it, and they can have strangers all around the world come together and pray for them. And like Wally was saying, you get that notification on your phone or through your email saying, hey, somebody prayed for you. And that might just be the encouragement that they need to get through that tough day.
So even though the stories are hard, you can still be a force for good inside of this and lift somebody up. And we'd love to have you be part of that. So you can post a prayer request. It's something that's on your heart. And all I ask is that if you're doing that, just take 5 minutes and look through there and pray for one. Like, post one, pray for one, because that makes a difference in your life as well, too. And we've got it for you at the it's the prayer wall. And we have it for you online at wayfm.com. And we'd love to have you be a part of that.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.